Okay, well.
Flying, but kind of gone.
Well, okay.
Second year here with Zimmer. Easier, different, what?
Well, it's not much different. Obviously, some of the faces change, but we're more comfortable with the strength conditioning program coming into this year. I think we're ahead of where we were at the same time last year, and picking back up with meeting time and, you know, going back through the offense, refreshing on a lot of stuff and putting a few new things in.
From a line standpoint, how different was it with Nord and everything that, you know, changed with his offense?
There were adjustments in terms of offensive scheme, but I think, you know, within that position group, what we dealt with last year more than anything else for the first time in a while was, you know, attrition through injuries. But those guys are out here. They're getting healthy. Everybody's getting better. And, you know, we're focused on, as a unit and as a whole team, but on the offensive line of having a better for having a better 2015.
Do you foresee any challenges incorporating someone new left guard?
I mean, there are always challenges in terms of building chemistry, but no, I mean, we've got some guys that have played a long time. We'll be able to get whoever it is, and they're up to speed. And if it's Joe Berger, you know, we won't skip a beat. He's been around forever. So we have very capable guys in terms of veterans with Berge. You know, Yankees in here working hard. We'll see what happens here this weekend in the draft, and we'll go from there.
Do you want your guy? I mean, is that something you concern yourself with?
I may keep it on his background noise. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I stay up on the information. You know, with Twitter, and I am interested to know who we get.
Yeah.
But at the same time, those guys will be here soon enough. You know, I understand it's a long time coming for the fans. It answers a lot of questions. But, you know, we'll get them up to speed once they actually get here.
You're not breaking down players or anything?
No, I'm not doing any, you know, draft analysis.
What did the extension mean to you this offseason?
You know, I think it keeps me here longer. In 2008, I saw when Matt Burke got to the last year of his deal. You know, wasn't at OTAs. It came down to he played out that contract and ended up moving on. And, you know, being able to come to an agreement with the Vikings, it just puts that off another year. Hopefully, you know, the extension keeps me here through the 10th year of my career. And my goal is to retire as a Minnesota Viking. And I don't want to do that anytime soon. I hope that, you know, this extension isn't the end of my time here. But it definitely puts it off and just lets you focus on the 2015 season.
You weren't close to having your contract come up, so was it something you were focused on trying
to
get done? Or?
You know, if it was when the team was receptive, yeah, it was definitely something we were focused on doing. And it's not so much that we had 2 years left, obviously, but if you get to the end of this season, then you're staring the last year of a contract, you know, second contract in the face. And, you know, it's better to keep these things. Obviously, there's a business side of football. And this keeps everything amicable. You know, the Vikings put faith in me. I know what I need to do in return. My response to situations like that, I've always been to come in here and try to work even harder, because I know what, you know, the business side of this means. You know, they put their money and their faith in players they believe in. So I want to lead by example and, you know, show younger guys that if you work hard, you'll get taken care of.
Beyond getting healthy, is there any other big focus for the offensive line coming into the year?
I mean, not outside the ordinary. You're always working on getting, you know, bigger, faster, stronger, understanding the offense better. But the thing that was new for us that we really hadn't seen in a while were the injuries. So we have to focus on getting healthy from those.
Thanks,
guys.